In March 2020, Emory University notified all students that they would not be returning from spring break. The COVID-19 pandemic had reached the U.S., and it made gatherings of any kind too dangerous.
Emory students were forced inside, away from the world they had once had unfettered access to. For many, COVID shut them down. But for some students, the pandemic was just the spark of inspiration they needed.
From the Emory Wheel, I'm Gabriella Lewis, and this is Wheel Talk.
From the Emory Wheel, I'm Kira Barish.
And I'm T.T. Nguyen. This is Wheel Talk.
Now, we're biased, but one of the most significant inspirations to come out of COVID for Emory students was Wheel Talk's founder, Gabriella Lewis.
She had the idea to start a news podcast for The Wheel. We were able to sit down with her and talked about how she found her way to this idea.
So, Gabriella, what were those first few months of the pandemic like for you? What was going through your mind?
First of all, hi, everyone. It's weird to be on this side of the mic. It's rare. The pandemic was obviously awful. I was on campus because I was part of Res Life, even though I was a sophomore. So it was basically just all freshmen and then some Res Life. And I had an idea for a podcast, probably before I even got to Emory. And then when I was at Emory, I thought about it. And, I had just kind of come on to be a multimedia editor. I was running our Instagram. And I spoke with Kaylin Chin, who was the multimedia editor at the time. And I said to her in a Slack, my pipe dream is, my senior year to have a podcast. And she quickly was like, let's do it now. And I'm forever indebted to Kaylin for that because she really made it happen. And I was just thinking, maybe I'll take over my senior year. I'll be able to do this. And then it's just snowballed from there. And it was a ton of work. But, when you're in a pandemic and you can't see your friends and you're living alone in a dorm room, that's kind of the time to make a podcast.
I feel like a lot of people definitely did find inspiration during COVID because of just the lack of interaction. Mm-hmm. So for you, where was any specific area that you found inspiration for Wheel Talk, or where did Wheel Talk really come from?
So whenever we pitch Wheel Talk, we always say, have you listened to The Daily, which is the New York Times daily podcast? And that was run by a guy named, or it was hosted by a guy named Michael Barbaro. And we all loved that podcast. And so that was Kaylin, Isaiah Poritz, who was the executive editor at the time, and then Maddie Bober, who was the editor-in-chief at the time. And that was kind of the core group at the time of creating the podcast. And we all really liked that podcast. We liked that it took one story and kind of blew it up. And we also liked that it spoke with our own journalists, right? That we weren't just going to it not only is easier often to go through another journalist, but it's interesting that you get to talk to your colleagues. That's something that I've loved about Wheel Talk is we've spoken to so many journalists at The Wheel, and we very rarely have overlapped. We really almost every episode have brought on a new person to talk to. And so I've always felt like the writing medium is not always the most accessible, right? Like not everyone wants to read an article. And so we were like, let's take these stories and kind of really investigate them. It was kind of newsy. We always did new stuff, but it was the first podcast. So we didn't have Clifton Culture. We didn't have Within the Margins. And so, we did opinion pieces. We also did some arts and entertainment stuff. And it was really kind of just more general, although always a news focus.
Yeah, that definitely, one of my favorite parts of Wheel Talk is getting to meet all of the different mm-hmm. journalists around the wheel. Can you tell me about some of the initial kind of roadblocks or obstacles that you faced in this process of creating this new podcast?
That's a great question. I think being a journalist, especially at Emory, is challenging, period, because there is not a thought-out media landscape at this school. The Wheel is one of the only folks that is doing journalism. There's some other folks who are that are doing a great job. But, it's really challenging often to work with the administration, to work with other people. And so I think inevitably at The Wheel, when you're doing news work, you've run into those roadblocks of oftentimes authority figures not being able to play ball. And so I think that is something we struggled with. I think you struggle with a lot of work, right? Making a podcast is extremely challenging sometimes, or at least just laborious. Yeah, you guys are laughing because you know it very well. And I just think, It's sometimes challenging to tell stories of your community and do a good job, and we have made plenty of mistakes, but we've also worked really hard to do a good job. So I think that those were always roadblocks. Just one anecdote I vividly remember. You know, we were maybe 3 or 4 episodes in, and I was recording on a certain software that I hadn't recorded usually. And we had recorded for maybe 2 hours. So we were really kind of going from like a, you know, 1,000-foot view, and then I was going to edit it down. And we did it, and I did a test record and everything. And then I go back to my dorm after 2 hours of recording, and I listen to it, and it is unusable. Like, it has, after the 30 seconds of test, there's been this, like, noise that is just... it was like a screeching. And I remember just crying. I was like, oh my God, no, we have to redo it all. And we redid it. It was fine. It's actually a great episode, in my opinion. But, you know, there was always moments like that.
So we're talking a lot about, like, the history of Wheel Talk. And obviously, we're in the present of Wheel Talk. How do you see the future of Wheel Talk and also multimedia at the Wheel?
Oh, great question. I see the future of Wheel Talk as being not mine. You know, like, I want to listen to it, but I don't want to be involved with it. You know, obviously, I'm graduating in a matter of weeks. I just hope it innovates. Like, that's the thing I said now that I've retired from the Wheel is, like, I just hope that people continue to innovate. And, you know, you need new voices to create these things. And, you know, Wheel Talk is fun because it's been around for so long. Like, it's you know, well, so long in the college world is 3 years. But, you know, it really has kind of got this formidable, like, stance of how we work it. But I hope that, you know, if people come in and are like, this doesn't really work, let's change it. You know what I mean? And if it doesn't live forever, that's fine. I just hope that we continue to tell stories and, you know, that news stories are told particularly alongside other stories. And then the future of multimedia is just, it grows and grows and grows, you know. It's awesome to read a physical paper, but the world is changing, right? Like, I think we have to continue to have those physical elements, but we also need to move into this century in some ways. And I think we've done a good job of that in many ways, but only expanding that. And, you know, I want to do video. I want y'all to do video. I want y'all to do data. I want y'all to have, like, amazing websites and, like, really it be kind of user-focused also.
Last question, a real softball. You're leaving Emory very soon, so how do you feel about graduating and leaving this place?
It's very bittersweet, not to be cliche. It's sweet in the fact that I don't want to write another paper for a while. I'm really ready for that. And it's bitter in the fact that, you know, like, endings are tough and there's so much life to a college campus. I was walking the quad on my way here and, you know, people are, it's a beautiful day and people are out on blankets and speaking and taking their grad photos. And I don't know, there's something about a college campus that brings an immense amount of community that I think is
Gabriella Lewis has made an incredible impact within the Emory Wheel and on the Emory community in general. From voting coalitions to enabling student voices all around, her work speaks for itself on its expanse and legacy.
As Wheel Talk hosts, we are forever grateful for the inspiration she found during the pandemic to add a digital dimension to the Wheel. Personally, she's the reason why I joined this podcast. I'm gonna miss saying I'm from Princeton because it's the only way she'll remember me.
Yeah, she's honestly a huge reason why I love multimedia here at The Wheel. We will miss Gabriella, and we know that she will do a great job in whatever is next for her.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Wheel Talk.
Wheel Talk is produced by Kira Barish, Nico Huang, and Hatian Nguyen, along with contributions from Sushmita Rajan, Joyce Zhang, Annie Pei, and Sophia Lynn David.
Additional support was provided by Matthew Chupak, Sarah Davis, and Claire Fenton.
Don't forget to listen to Wheel's other two podcasts, Clifton Culture and Within the Margins.
Wheel Talk can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share our podcasts.